The racing is back on as well. Phil was talking about that earlier on, and he was talking about the fact that there's going to be a race. 3:30, isn't it, in Nace today? It's going to be the first one. It's behind closed doors and all that. But it's a start. It's a start. So we're all kind of drifting back into a certain form of normality. So I'm going to go over to Des Scahill. Now, this is not Des Cahill, but Des Scahill, who is known for his fantastic commentary. And he's going to give us the first race of this delayed season right now. First time in 77 days. So, Des, I hope you're there and ready to go. I'm going to hand over to you, Des.
Yes, thanks, Ian. It's the COVID Stakes Phase 2 Plus Handicap Hurdle. Number of restrictions lifted on this one. Shopping centre is a non-runner, as is Cut and Blow Dry, and Night at the Flicks is also out. They're coming into line. They're under the Chief Medical Officer's orders. And they're off. And first to show is Mandatory Masks. Mandatory Masks followed by Lockdown Lad. Lockdown Lad, Cocoon King coming through there on the outside. Been kept in cotton wool for the last 3 months. Cocoon King looking fit and rested. Cocoon King followed by Strict Protocols. Strict Protocols, Cocoon King. There's about 2 metres between them, which will suit Strict Protocols very nicely indeed. Here comes one of the favourites, Retail Outlets. Now having a look on the outside. Retail Outlets, Mandatory Masks, Cocoon King, Strict Protocols. Essential Journeys getting a reminder. There's a group of about 15 of them there, but that's allowed. A 5 kilometre radius is gone. 5 kilometre radius is gone. Now it's getting interesting. Mandatory Masks, Cocoon King, Strict Protocols. Here comes a pint and a packet of peanuts. The long shot trying to get in on the action. A pint and a packet of peanuts. Retail Outlets, no browsing now. No browsing. No browsing. Pint and a packet of peanuts. Here comes Quick Hug. Quick Hug. Coming from nowhere. Quick Hug. Pint and a packet of peanuts. No browsing. Strict Protocols. And here comes Jesus Bucket Seats. Nobody saw Jesus Bucket Seats coming. Jesus Bucket Seats. Quick Hug. No browsing. Jesus Bucket Seats. Strict Protocols. Stay local. They're coming to the line. No, they're not. The Chief Medical Officer's waving them on, saying the race must continue indefinitely. Looks like there's going to be no winner here, Ian. Ian, come back to me in about 3 years and I might have a result. Jesus Bucket Seats. Packet of peanuts and a pint. Stay local. It's Cocoon King hanging in there. Oh, Cocoon King.
Keep
Strict
going.
Protocol.
I'll fade
Jesus,
out.
Bucket okay, yeah, seats. Bucket seats. It's not about your makeup or how you
try to shape. Okay, everybody. Everybody, welcome. Everybody, hello. Welcome to today's cabinet meeting. Richard, you wouldn't mind putting your shirt back on, would you? We get it. You look great.
Oh, sorry. Of course. How remiss of me, Leo. Taoiseach, as you can kick off today's meeting.
Yes.
Thanks. I'd like to start by announcing
sorry,
that.
Sorry. Hold on here. Leo, what do you think you are doing? What do you think?
Oh, sorry, Micheál. I just forgot completely.
This is starting to happen every day at this stage. I mean,
Micheál, he didn't actually mean anything by it. It is, you know, confusing at the best of times.
He is doing this to provoke me, Pascal. He is
look,
doing
it's just a reflex action, Micheál.
Well, reflex this. Get this into your head. You are not the Taoiseach. I am the Taoiseach of the country, okay?
And I
am
knowing I will be the Taoiseach in the future. It's in my mind. I can't sort of get it out of my head.
Well, get it out of your mind. Purge it from your mind.
May I have your attention, please?
Sorry, Pascal, I was talking.
May I have your attention, please?
Pascal, hold on.
Would the real Taoiseach please stand up?
You're looking at him.
I repeat, will the real Taoiseach please stand up? We're going to have a problem here.
Give me that mic. You're all acting like I'm not in charge at all. Dissing me and the doll. Saying, forget the country. He's not even in charge of Fianna Fáil. I want unity. I am the leader of the country, the community. I'm not like Leo, only interested in a photo opportunity. I don't cop off up to Phoenix Park with my top off. That pissed me off. I've never been fitter. Just that I don't choose to put it out on Instagram and Twitter. I'm out on the road, in my Nikes. Walking up hills, taking hikes, cycling bikes. Not like Leo doing it all for the hashtag and the likes. When cabinet meets, we take our seats and talk about policy initiatives, not retweets. If not, where do I feature? Who do you think I am? What kind of creature? I'm the Taoiseach, not a substitute teacher. I know how his boat floats, ramming poetry and movie quotes down our throats, thinking that will get votes. Don't forget, bro, I'm popular too. thoughts. Because I'm the Taoiseach, yes, I'm the real Taoiseach. All you want to be Taoiseach are just imitating.
So won't the real Taoiseach please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up?
Yes, I'm the Taoiseach, yes, I'm the real Taoiseach. And the former Taoiseach, he's not the real Taoiseach.
So won't the real Taoiseach please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up, Leo?
Okay, you've had your say. I don't want to be rude, but dude, you ain't no rapper. Call that hip-hop? No mic drop. Stop. You're not like them. I think you're getting carried away because the initials of your name are M&M. And using movie quotes to get votes. What a load of cack. What about this? Remember Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, Michal. I'll be back. And not if, but when, maybe. 2.5 years, Michal. It's hasta la vista, baby. So long. I'll be back in that chair where I belong. Big dog's back. King Kong. With my top off or on. Wearing nothing but a thong.
Nice.
Michal, I think your shoulder's chipped. Your brain, it's flipped. You just can't bear it that I'm positively ripped. All smiley, chatty with Kylie. She thinks of me highly. And you don't want to take turns. You've concerns. Know why? Because in 2.5 years, it'll be like George Clooney replacing Mr. Burns. And that substitute teacher thing? No messing. You were spot on, I'm guessing. Because, Michal, here endeth the lesson. Because I'm the Taoiseach, yes, I'm the real Taoiseach, and the other Taoiseach's a substitute teacher.
So won't the real Taoiseach please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up?
No, I'm the Taoiseach, yes, I'm the real Taoiseach, and the other Taoiseach is not the real Taoiseach.
So won't the real Taoiseach please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up?
Yes, no, I'm the Taoiseach, yes, I'm the real Taoiseach, and the other Taoiseach's a substitute teacher.
So will the real Taoiseach please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up?
Jeez, the guards up ahead.
Not another bleeding checkpoint.
Those guards look familiar.
Oh my god, Alan, it's the script.
Who?
The band. I love these guys.
Sorry, could you roll down the window, please?
When did you become guards, lads?
Well, you know, there's no gigs, you know, no, so... Yeah.
It's been an incredible journey,
yeah,
you know, so...
It's been unbelievable,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Everybody in Templemore, I'd like to thank everybody in Templemore.
I want to thank the Department of Justice as well. They've been incredible.
Unbelievably sound. Everybody's been so sound, you know.
We just can't believe it happened so quickly, you know.
Everybody's been amazing.
This is all great to hear, guys. Can we carry on through?
Yeah.
Cheers. Bye, Danny. Sorry, guard. Can I get a selfie?
Yeah. Okay, off you go, so, guys.
Just keep on moving. So keep on moving, yeah.
Sorry there, pal. Excuse me. Can I have a breakfast roll, please?
Ah, it's yourself.
What were you like in that?
Couple of eggs, rashers, sausages, bacon. And,
couldn't do.
Yeah, no, just wrap it, please, there, if you can.
Let me get this straight. Two eggs.
Correct.
Two rashers.
Yeah.
Two sausages, two bacon, two pudding, one black, one white.
Yeah, it's correct.
I'd place like a tower on top of each other and wrap them good and tight. Yeah.
Any ketchup for that roll?
Yes, I do it my all.
Hiya, Paul will be taking care of you today. Wash or cut?
Just a cut, thanks.
Hey, mister, I'm Paul.
Jesus, Bono!
So where are you off to on your holidays?
Nowhere. Holidays.
Don't go to Nicaragua, mister.
No.
Nicaragua! What can I do for you?
Just a blade one around the back and the sides, please.
What?
Yeah.
Cause we're not the same. We've got to carry each other. Yeah. Carry each other.
Just cut the crap and cut me hair.
How are you? Air customer care. Christy speaking. Your call is important to me.
Yeah, hi, Christy. My Wi-Fi is down again.
I understand the situation, yeah. Communication is very important in these difficult times. And the thing about it is
Look, the connection is down. Can you please help Christy?
And connection as well. Andy Irvine told me a story once.
Shut up!
About Ewan McCall. Ewan McCall wrote him a song called Connection and Anxiety. And
I'm sorry, I just need to get in the night garden on for the kids. Please, Christy, if you don't mind.
Okay, can you hold the line, please?
No!
Right on. See you.
Christy?
Hello? It's Christy here again. What's happening?
The Wi-Fi is not working.
No, I mean, what's happening in general? What's happening in the world at all? Like, what's become of humanity?
Forget humanity. I need in the night garden. The screen is buffering.
The router.
What?
The router up the buffer. The router up the buffer. The buffer in the router and the router up the buffer.
Shut up! Hello?
How are you?
The screen has gone black. What does that mean, Christy?
Black is the colour of my true love's hair.
Hello?
Our lips are like...
Ah, next.
Oh, hello.
Ah, be Jesus, top of the morning to you, Makushla. Do you have an old club card?
No, I don't. Wow.
Ah, push up your old trolley there, Bonnie, and we'll see what you have. Ah, be Jesus, potatoes, soft day, and Kerrygold butter. Sure didn't I slather it all over myself, Fado O'Hin, when I was a hoppin' and a leppin', back in the good old days. Me Irish chest was slathered in it. Belly gowan ishka, gabra, be Jesus and be gobs, and a jumbo pack of tato. Bigara, August Bigara. Cash or card?
Card, please.
Would you like me to tap?
Please. Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, one of the stories that kind of captured our weekend, I think, was the, you know, headlines like mums who allegedly refused quarantine after boob job trip remanded on bail, women who refused quarantine after Dubai returned to leave prison for hotel after bail condition, two Irish mums who flew home from Dubai due in court and all this, you know. So it was the two girls and they came back from Dubai and I suppose they thought it was innocent enough, they were going off to get this done and all the kind of business. I know a lot of people would disagree. So what about those two? You know the story. Pascal's on the line about this. Pascal, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ian, and thank you for having me on your programme.
No problem.
And I hope you and your family had a lovely Easter, and I'm not just saying that in an effort to diffuse any particular possible questions you might ask me in the near future.
Okay. Thank you, Pascal. So, two Irish ladies coming back from Dubai after a kind of a procedure, let's call it that, refused to be quarantined. Is this going to come up more now at this stage, would you say?
Yes, well, the women in question, as you alluded to, were abroad, as we all know. But what exacerbated the situation was that it now has emerged that these women were not embarking on what we might like to call essential travel, by any means.
Well, hang on a second there. They might argue that it was an important medical matter. Could have been, you know...
Well, yes, it was a cosmetic medical procedure granted at best to augment a part of the body, shall we say... particular, but not solely associated with the female gender.
Come on, Pascal. Speak English. What are we saying? What are we saying here?
Well, that's an unfortunate choice of expression on behalf of yourself, but the ladies in question, as I understand it, went for what colloquially is referred to as a boob job.
Right.
Now, I would say from the off that I am quite out of my comfort zone regarding such procedures.
Right, how do you know that it they weren't essential if it's outside your comfort zone? I mean, like, if it's something that you haven't actually delved into, as you normally do with these things,
delving into something is, again, an unfortunate choice of words, but as Minister for Finance, I am not familiar with the ladies, shall we say, cup sizes,
right,
or girth, or overall topography of the particular body shape of park. Well, if that is what you would like to call it, I am not responsible or across, if you like, the scope of the figures associated with the said mammary glands.
Right, okay.
In question, and I would say I'm reasonably uncomfortable now pursuing this issue any further.
Okay.
If you might
just stay on the line, will you, Minister, for a second? Stay on the line there. Miriam O'Callaghan is here as well. Miriam, good morning. Hi, Miriam.
Hi, Ian. I think I can take it from here.
Okay, thanks.
Pascal Donoghue, would you know, for example, what cup size I am?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, now, Miriam, I'm sorry, but I feel very isolated and troubled in this particular line of questioning. And Pascal Donoghue, wouldn't it be possible that a male, for example, maybe yourself, might want to augment an equivalent organ in your body, which you would deem essential? The organ, I mean, not the travel. Well, would you look at that, Ian? I have a cabinet meeting at 11 o'clock this morning and I need at least 4 hours in preparation. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you, Pascal. Thanks very much. Oh, God. Thanks, Miriam. All the best. Cheers.
Hi, Ian.
Yeah, what?
Ian?
Yeah?
Would you travel abroad for an augmentation procedure?
Ah, Miriam, come on. It's a bit...
Not that you need it.
My legs crossed here now.
Or maybe you do. Maybe share it with the nation.
I think it's a bit early in the morning now. You're getting very personal there. You can't be talking about things like that.
Come on, Ian.
Miriam.
Let us hang out.
Christy, how's the man? Are you well? Are you dressed?
How are you, Ian? Well, I'm in a pair of blue underpants that
Lovely.
The Andy Irvine gave me in 1974. I told you about them before. I should have them knocking around.
You're very attached, literally, to those, aren't you?
I am. I mean, they're sticking on me at this stage, but they're sort of pasted onto me. But anyway, no, it's great to talk to you.
Christy, Charlie was telling me there that you're a little bit confused. You sound a bit confused at the moment.
I am a bit confused by, I know, look, this whole thing, you were just mentioning it there, and I know we're all plugged in and jammed in and curled up in a ball.
I think it's important that we remember that everybody is the same. It's not, you know, some people say, oh my God, it's just me. What's going on with me? It's everybody's like that.
I appreciate that we're all like that, but I still have a question, and that is, I'm sort of, the mixed messages we're getting, and I'm sort of going, are we coming? Are we going?
Yeah.
Are we getting better? Or are we getting worse?
Yeah.
Are we at the beginning of the tunnel, the middle of the tunnel, the front of the tunnel?
Yeah.
Which part of the tunnel are we burrowing through the tunnel? Or what part of the tunnel are we looking out? Is the light from behind or coming? I don't know. And I mean, 1 minute Leo is saying, we should be ready to be dancing around at the electric picnic this year.
Yeah.
And the next minute, another fella's saying, stay under your bed for the next 5 years.
I know.
And I can almost hear Matt Cooper falling off his ball in his house.
His ball.
In the background.
Yeah. I suppose, you know, this. Remember Stephen Donnelly there communicating with emoji, and you're saying, oh, come on, has it come to this? I mean, it sums it all up, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was very strange as well. Yeah. I mean, they're telling us 1 minute it's all about science, and the next minute they're firing off emojis to each other.
Yeah.
Like, if I sent a text to my doctor, and I said, doctor, how did those results go? And he sent me back a grimace face emoji and a glass of wine. I mean, I wouldn't know. Is that celebrating or I'm gone down the toilet?
Yeah,
I'd
exactly.
be confused.
Yeah.
And thumbs up emojis, to me, that usually means F off, Ian.
Yeah.
Like, Donal Lunny always sends me text. Like last week he sent me one, I have it here, Christy, what about we do a trad version of Toxic by Britney Spears? And I just sent him back a thumbs up emoji and I never heard from him again.
Oh, very good. So you've written a little song about your confusion as well, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, I have the old guitar here and I just want somebody to tell us if we're coming or going. And like, if everybody gets the vaccine, if everybody over 65 got the vaccine, could all old people have a giant rave in Kildare?
Right.
Or if you got the vaccine, could you head down to Doolin, Ian?
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
Well, could you, though?
Now you're talking.
Or would they say, no, stay under your bed? But anyway.
I know, yeah.
I have an old song. I have it ready for you.
Yeah. Okay. You want to count it in? Are you going to count?
Here we go.
There I am, watching the news, scratching me head because I'm fair confused. One fella's going, we're ploughing ahead. Another fella's saying, stay under your bed. One lad's crying about the GAA clubs. There's a young one shouting, open the pubs. Leo's saying, we'll have beers in the garden. We're all going, I beg your pardon, because Tony just said the lockdown will harden. Oh, lockdown harder. Come again. Lockdown, 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 lockdown harder. Oh, jeez. I'm locking down as hard as I can, says a fella whose life's gone down the pan. There's fellas with stats that are kind of wonky, Luke O'Neill and Sam McConkie. O'Neill says, have no fears. McConkie says, we'll be here for years. Hug your granny, no, don't visit. Make up your mind, lads, which one is it? Oh, lockdown harder. Open up. Lockdown, 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 lockdown harder. Hollybobs. Over in Britain, it's like VE Day. Boris is saying we're on our way. The Yanks are optimistic like Dr. Fauci. But we're doom and gloom and bloody grouchy. One lad's trying to be a hero, saying get the COVID down to zero. We're spying on each other, giving the grief. I think the lad next door went to Tenerife. You see me and I see you. And what are the numbers in the ICU? We need some vision, we need a leader. Or maybe the truth is they don't know either. So they say, oh, lockdown harder. Just in case. Lockdown, 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 lockdown harder. Are we there yet? No, lockdown harder. Stick on,
Chris.
Lockdown, 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 lockdown harder. I'll tap, please, miss. Thanks. Good luck.
Good evening and welcome to Primetime. Well look, Russian hackers, breaking into the HSE systems, malware, ransomware. George Lee has the latest. George?
Thanks, Miriam. Well, Nefet have said they're extremely concerned with this latest virus.
Sorry. Hang on, George. Nefet? This is a computer virus?
Still a virus, Miriam. Nefet are extremely concerned and have issued guidelines to the public.
What guidelines?
CMO Tony Holohan has advised us we need to stop transmission of the virus by avoiding contact with with our laptops and tablets at all costs.
What?
Nefet are advising us to stay at least 2 metres away from our devices, including our phones, Miriam.
Our lives won't be worth living without our phones.
Nefet are also instructing the public to place a mask over the screen of the phone at Miriam at all times so that we can...
Why?
Because Face ID could spread the virus, Miriam.
This is madness.
Nefet have said no texts, no tweeting. If you do send an Instagram story, your phone must cocoon for at least 2 weeks, Miriam.
This is insane, George Lee.
Oh, yes, I do love restrictions.
Meanwhile, over at government buildings, we understand the cabinet is at present in the Situation Room of Leinster House, awaiting to hear the hackers' demands.
Are we supposed to stay here all night just staring at a phone on a table?
This is what the hackers told us to do, Michal.
This reminds me of that Mel Gibson movie, Ransom, where they're waiting for the kidnappers to...
Shut up, Leo.
Yeah, sorry.
What happens when the phone rings, lad? The plan is all in place, Pascal. We stay calm and we stay focused.
Oh my God!
Jesus Christ,
oh God.
There's the phone!
Oh my God!
What are we going to do?
The hackers!
Jesus.
It's the hackers!
So,
who's going to answer it?
As Minister for Health, I think I should. Okay, Stephen Daly, go ahead. Okay, start bugging the call, lads. Give me those headphones.
This is so like Ransom.
Shut up, Leo. Okay, we have a trace on this call. Okay, Stephen, go!
Hello? This is Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. What are your demands?
If you want health service back, I want 16 million euro, black bag, meet outside Harry Lemon, 30 minutes.
So to fully monetize a collaborative convergence of core competencies,
can
we synergize hacker-focused deliverables to...
Shut up! Who is this tosser? Demand now, 32 million.
Christ.
I call back 1 minute.
What are you doing, Stephen?
Lads, we need to get our act together here.
Everybody calm down.
Yeah, relax, okay? Just everybody relax. Oh, Jesus!
Oh, for fuck!
That phone is so unpredictable.
Oh, who's going to answer this one?
I got this. Hello?
32 million euro. Harry Lemon, now.
I don't know who you are. And I don't know what you want.
Oh, Leo.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't have money.
No, Leo,
but
Leo,
I do have is
Leo.
A particular set of skills.
Shut up!
Oh, Leo.
Stop quoting stupid Liam Neeson movie.
Jesus, lads.
No demand. 50 million. Harry Lemon, 1 minute.
Leo, what have you done? I'm taking it next time, okay? Look here. You scumbag. I will not negotiate with terrorists.
Taoiseach, this is Mary Lou MacDonald.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary Lou. I have to go.
It gets me every time.
I'll take it. Hello?
I outside, Harry Lemon. Where are you?
If you couldn't just give us a chance to get the
Can
money
I have
together.
The phone, please? This is Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Finance. Hello?
Harry Lemon.
May I suggest another meeting place, please?
Where?
Do you know the five lamps, do you, Sergey?
What?
I'm warning you now, you pox-bottle hacker, you.
What?
I'll go down to the Harry Lemon and I'll stick that black bag so far up your Russian hoop,
what?
You'll be drinking vodka from a strong bloody Vostok for the rest of your facility, you tow-rag.
Wait, we were only messing, please.
Good day to you. Problem solved. Thank you.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
You are fake news.
This was sent to us by China.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how I stayed up on election night. And no one gave you half a chance, but you led us on a merry dance. You were so surprised, your orange face, it turned to white. But January made me shiver, the inauguration speech you delivered. Bitter, false, and whiny, your inauguration crowd was tiny. I can't remember if I cried at the 500th time I heard you lied, but something touched me deep inside the day the truth it died. So bye bye Donald Trump and your lies. Back you go to Mar-a-Lago with your oversized ties and stuff in your face with your burgers and fries, screaming 4 more years, I'll spring a surprise. 4 more years, I'll spring a surprise. Did you ever build that wall? And did you ever finish your perfect call? Just like Putin told you so. Yeah, he taught you all that he could teach, like telling us all to inject with bleach, or how to talk into the teleprompter real slow. Oh, I know that you're in love with him by the way you did your sheepish grin. The press, they did accuse, but all that was fake news. And while the plague you said would just go away, the rest of your nation, they were left to pay, while you had another round of golf to play the day. The truth, it died. That's why I'm singing bye bye Donald Trump and your lies. Off you go to Mar-a-Lago with your oversized ties, a stuff in your face with a burger and fries, singing 4 more years, I'll spring a surprise. 4 more years, I'll spring a surprise. Now for 4 years we have been in bed with a mad king that's not well in the head. That's not the way it's meant to be. From the Proud Boys you said stand by, to Greenland, which you tried to buy. This guy, he was really out of his tree. And then the king, he did appear in court. He screamed and raved and lied for sport. The courtroom was adjourned. A verdict was returned. And so the king was free to get his kicks. So he pulled out his bag of dirty tricks and announced the election. It was a fix that day. The truth, it died. We started singing bye-bye Donald Trump and your lies. Back you go to Mar-a-Lago with your oversized ties and stuff in your face with your burger and fries, singing 4 more years, I'll spring a surprise. 4 more years, I'll spring a surprise. Then we had some better news. The king had lost but said he didn't lose, and some even thought he tried to stay. And as the world watched full of doubt, they built a wall to keep him out. Now it looks like he is finally going away. And leaders, they'll retake their seats, and no more unhinged late night tweets. The people, they have spoken, though their country is still broken. But the three men they admire the most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they told that king, your reign is toast. The day the truth, it died. Bye-bye, Donald Trump and your lies. Off you go to Mar-a-Lago with your oversized ties and stuff your face with your burger and fries, dreaming 4 more years you'll spring a surprise.